This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Coming up, monkey business. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Can you take your pet monkey any way you want, and can a monkey qualify as a service animal? This case involved Debbie, who had a monkey named Richie. She claimed that over time the monkey became dependent on her, and she became dependent on the monkey, and that the monkey also alleviated her anxiety disorder disability. She also registered the monkey with the Service Animal Registry of America. Things were going great for Debbie and Richie until the local health department received complaints regarding a monkey being where food was present. After Debbie and Richie were banned from her school, her work, and places where she shopped, she sued, claiming her monkey qualified as a service animal under the Americans with Disabilities Act, defined as any animal trained to perform tasks for a person with a disability. But the court decided Debbie didn't have a disability, and further, that an animal that simply provides comfort or reassurance is equivalent to a household pet and does not qualify. So this case, which became a bit of a circus, is finally over. And when it comes to service animals under the Americans with Disabilities Act, it's monkey see, monkey do, not qualify. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.